pay for, and she was like sort of helping me to get that sorted for her home, and you can do it at home like me kind of thing. And she's sort of like that, if you ever say anything and you've got a bit of a problem, like my phone, I said my phone broke.
Yeah.
And she went, do you know what my dad has? And he's got my old phone. She said, but it's not that old because I've only just bought a new one, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, my dad's got it till the end of the month when he buys a new one. So as soon as he gives me it back, you can have that.
Oh.
And she's still like, you know.
Just really helpful.
Yeah, yeah, really. If you've ever got a problem or anything, she'd never go, oh, have you? You know?
Yeah.
She's always looking for ways to, well, can't you do this, or could you do that, or she is really helpful.
So she's like actively trying to sort of like help you, yeah. And what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot, even with, I remember being stuck on some coursework, and I was going, I just can't do these results, and she met, I'll come and meet you tomorrow, and she just, I don't know. No, I didn't even ask her, and she just went out of her way and come and met me and went through it with me and showed me all how to do. And I thought, you didn't even have to do that. You could have just. There's been. I mean, I've done that for people, but at the same time, I haven't.
Yeah.
With some people, and I went, oh, are you struggling? Just try and, you know, recommend the book for them or something like that. Whereas she actually probably went out of her way.
Yeah.
And really helped me and made me understand everything, and I just. Just stuff like it does make you think, oh, you know, that was nice of her kind of thing.
And what impact does that have on you in terms of your other friendships, those kind of acts of kindness?
Not really. I don't think everyone should do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me feel grateful to have her as a friend and that she's a dead nice base.
Yeah.
I can't think of like a specific example, but I know like at home there has been nice things that friends have done for me.
Yeah.
You know, when you've been like stuck, or you know, when someone's been there for you kind of thing to help you out kind of, but that was just the one I could remember with her. That's the most recent.
Yeah.
She has been really good, stuff like that. If you're ever stuck or if you ever need help or anything, she's always there, and she'd never say, oh no, I can't.
Yeah.
She's always find a way round to come and help you.
Yeah.
She's really, really helpful and really nice like that.
So have you ever been let down by a friend?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about it?
Stuff like when you're going out and they haven't turned up. I've been at, or another one was, my friends, you know, girls don't like going in pubs on their own.
Yeah.
I don't like going in pubs on my own.
Yeah.
I remember my friends, they were already in a group of them, and they'd been out and they'd asked me to come and I'd said no. And then they were coming home, so they were like, well, do you want to meet us in like our local pub? You know, because they'd been out for a meal and everything, so they come back and meet us in the, you know, in the local, and we'll be there. I was like, okay. And I remember I walked over and I waited for like an hour for them in the pub and ended up going home, and I was like, you know, when you're dead upset, thinking, they know, you know, who likes going in a pub on their own. And it was like, the back wasn't open, so it was the bar where all the fellas were. And I thought, they must have knew I had to do that on my own. And, you know, that was like quite upsetting.
Yeah.
Not upsetting, but I just thought, you know, they knew that I'd have to do that.
Yeah.
And they've like took the time, or they haven't bothered coming, or they've stayed for an extra drink, or whatever they've done.
Yeah.
You know. So, oh, and I've been told by a friend, someone who just caused trouble for you, one of my best friends, it was one of the twins.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I'd just moved into my new flat. I hadn't had my little boy yet, but me and my boyfriend had just moved into the new flat, our first day there. So it was like our first night in our little home.
Yeah.
And she phoned me and says, oh, I made up your back, because I moved but back to where I used to live, kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
So she was like, oh, I made up your back here. You're coming out with me, I'm not taking no for the answer. And I was going, well, I've got no money, I'm not, I want to stay here with you know, it's our first night, we've just put our curtains up and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and she went, no, I'm coming to get you, and I'm picking you up with some fellow we knew in the car. And I was thinking, oh, all right then. So I told my boyfriend and everything, and he was like, all right, you know, it's our first day here, and I was going, oh, no. Well, she said she wouldn't take no from that, so we're only going, we'll be home, so I won't be late. I'll only have a few, I'll come home, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she got me in the car, and she'd only met a fella from Seaforth and was taking me all the way there. And I had no money, and I'm going, wait, as we're driving, like, away, I'm thinking, where are we going? And she was just going, I knew if I told you, baby, we're going, you wouldn't have come.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, oh, no, that's naughty, that you couldn't do that. And I mean, I had a boyfriend, and I'd been with him for, like, 4 years, and she took me to sit with me and her and, like, a group of eight fellas.
Ugh.
In this party where I didn't know anyone, yeah. And I had no money, and we were all the way in Seaforth, you know.
It's not recipe for good night, is it?
We ended up having to get like a lift home off these lads, so I'm like, oh, drop me down the corner, you know what
yeah.
I mean? I told my fella I was bringing chips home because we were only supposed to be in the pub by the chippy,
yeah.
You know, so I had to make them stop at the chippy and I come out, and I knew straight away when I went in, he knew I can't lie to save me life,
never.
I think when I was a teenager I could for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I just can't.
Yeah.
And I remember coming in and he went, hey, have you had a nice night, where have you been? And I went, only the Labour and the Barley and, you know, like the pubs
local,
by
yeah.
Ours. And he went, you're lying. Straight away, I knew straight away, and straight away he went, oh, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm not getting into trouble for it. But that really did make me think about
yeah.
it. That was dead selfish, and you know, just because she'd met some lad, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It did make me think twice about her then.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. As much as she's still my mate, and I think now, you know, but it did, it just made me, you know, your two friends are kind of thing. I thought I wouldn't have done that today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have told the lie. I wouldn't have said, I would have told her.
Yeah.
And asked her if she wanted to come with me. I wouldn't have went, you know, tricked her kind of thing.
Into doing it, yeah. And how did that impact on your friendship then at that point?
Badly, really, because my fella wanted to have a word with it. You know, he was
yeah.
like, how dare you
yeah.
take her away? And, you know, because he was saying, what if something would have happened to you?
Yeah.
What if a gang of girls would have got you or something? Or, you know, anything would have happened. You didn't even have taxi fare to get home.
Yeah.
And he went, and I wouldn't have even knew where you were.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, you're right. He was
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You know. But it weren't my fault.
And how do you feel like it's impacted on your friendship now? Like you say, you're still friends, but do you feel that it's impacted on your friendship at all now?
I don't really think about it now.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know. I don't know. I'd probably mention it while we were drunk if we were out or something and
yeah.
laugh about it. I wouldn't yeah. be bitter or have a cob on about it now because it's just dealt with. It's just one of them things.
Gone. Yeah.
So
in summary, can you sum up what friendship means to you?
Friendship to me just means someone you can laugh with and someone you feel close to.
Yeah.
Someone who you feel it's got to be mutual too.
Yeah.
Can't be like, oh, I think that my friend put there sort of, you know, it's got to be sort of mutual that you're both like.
Yeah.
A lot of laughter for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm always giggling and laughing and doing silly things.
Yeah.
With my friends. I think, you know, makes you feel like you're a kid again.
Yeah.
You're back like, you know, you're six again. Giggling about stupid things.
Yeah. Feeling comfortable enough to do that with somebody.
Definitely, yeah. And that's another one, yeah. Feeling really comfortable in someone's company.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah, a friendship to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. That's great, thank you. Yeah, that's it. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I'm just going to stop. Sorry, I had to look at my phone. I felt really rude.
Feel dead